Welcome, Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Welcome to the show. Join the nation, the Winning at Life nation. It's easy. Download the app. Winning at Life. Yes, just that easy. Free download. You can stream us, text us, email us, call us through the app. Or 504-260-0995. We've got some sound bites. Elizabeth Pomboy was on Fox Business. And
Stephanie.
Did stuff. Stephanie Pomboy. Oh, jobs numbers for today. A lot to talk about. Welcome to the show.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Again, financial situations, bring them on. Gregory's a Hall of Fame financial advisor, and we love answering your questions. 504-260-0995. And the question, this is going to be a choose-your-own-adventure episode of Winning at Life today, Gregory. Do you want to start with Stephanie Pomboy, or do you want to start with the new scam? It's another Social Security scam.
I want to hear the scam.
All right. There's actually two of them, but let's start with the smaller one first. A man basically has found another way a phone scam is being attempted in Social Security. And in this one, it's a little bit of a mess because this guy's coming out of Georgetown, Kentucky, which I didn't know existed until I read.
He's not a prince, is he? Like the guy in Slidell.
No, but the way that this one's different, and the reason I'm bringing this to the guy listening his attention today, and I guess yours too, Gregory, is it was a robocall, and it was a robotic recorded voice saying there's been some suspicious activity with your Social Security account. Please call Social Security Administration at. And then it gives the number to clear this up immediately before legal action is taken. So he calls the number back. And it is another robot that answers the phone. Thank you for calling Social Security office. To go forward, please enter your Social Security number on your phone. And so they've been using that to capture people's Social Security numbers. It's a phishing scam here. And we don't know what happens after that because the guy that the story is based on, apparently he's pretty smart. 64-year-old man out of Georgetown hung up immediately when the robot asked for a Social Security number to be dialed on the phone. Went to his computer, looked up the Social Security number, called them, and they said, well, sure enough, that's not us. We don't do that. You think we have robotic technology yet? Jesus. We're paying so many checks to dead people, we're going broke. You think we figured out the robot scam? But he did the right thing. You know, no harm, no foul for this dude. But they imagine that every other person that's called in and called the number back and put in their Social Security number, they don't even know they've been scammed yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. So they're just sitting ducks waiting on the other shoe. Not even waiting on the other shoe to drop. They don't even know. But that's something new. And again, Social Security does not call you. Social Security does not have a robocall system. Social Security does not have a system by which they will ask you to insert your phone number or your Social Security number via phone into their system. That's not a thing. If you get it, do what this guy did. Hang up and let the authorities know. There. So that's one. Any comments on that before I give you the bigger one?
No, it's just... If they're calling you, when does Social Security call you anyhow other than you calling them and asking them to call you, which you can do, and they'll do a callback. You can set a phone appointment.
They don't. And I guess we're just going to have to keep saying it until it's common knowledge.
Just like the IRS, they don't call you.
Right.
Unless you've arranged for them to do so. But they're not just calling out. Well, that's what they have the mail for. They have the government has what's called the postal service, and they just send stuff out.
Is that the noise it makes?
Is it going like, you know, those little machines that just shoots it out and it's headed there?
And they make the noise?
Yeah. Right. Just for the brief moment. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next one. A Michigan man pleads guilty to stealing $253,000 in his dead father's Social Security checks. Sounds awfully familiar, right?
Didn't we talk about this one last week?
That was a New Jersey man, and it was just under $200,000.
How many years did he keep collecting the check?
This one's 17 years. I believe the last guy was, wasn't he like 13 years or something to that effect? It was a similar amount of time, but this is more money. The Michigan man died in...
Was a death certificate... Go back. I just want to start right here. Was a death certificate issued?
Ooh.
Remember what we found in the gap? But look, go ahead with the story. We'll come back to what's wrong with the system.
Okay. Well, look, this is a little different because the other guy had a joint checking account, so he didn't have to do anything. The money just went into an account, and he happily spent it and went on about his merry way. There's a couple things we're going to learn in this story out of Michigan, though, Gregory, that we didn't know about the New Jersey story last week. First off, the guy had to admit to forging his father's signature on checks. 86 checks between 1999 and 2017, because he had to sign his dad's name to withdraw the Social Security funds because they went straight to his father's account. So he didn't have a joint account. He was digging them out of his dad's account. So there's a whole nother set of charges that this guy is getting.
So was he a co-signer on the account? So he was writing the checks from the account, forging his deceased father's name.
Yeah, and his fine is basically double whatever he stole. So he hasn't been sentenced yet, but he's facing up to 10 years in prison and a $506,000 fine. He stole $253,000. So that's where that comes from. Okay, so here's something I learned on this one. According to the Social Security Administration website, in most cases, the agency is alerted of a Social Security recipient's death by the funeral home that handles the funeral arrangements. A relative may also report the person's death themselves over the phone with the person's Social Security number. It's not clear why the death of Hopkins' father, that's the guy, was overlooked. But check this out. Here's the other thing that I learned. In 2016, as part of the Medicare Non-Utilization Project, the Social Security Administration began auditing benefits paid to Medicare members who hadn't accessed services in 3 or more years. And a Medicare audit led to this Social Security oversight. And so then they initially contacted this Hopkins kid and found out that he's been taking all the money. So there's a program starting 2016 that ended up catching this guy.
Have an easier way.
How's that?
Is when a death certificate is issued, a notice goes to Social Security.
Shouldn't it be that easy?
It is.
Why aren't they doing that already?
So they got to wait 3 years to see if somebody has accessed Medicare, meaning went to a doctor and they had to pay. Well, that's a process in itself. And gosh, probably fraud there as well. But the issuing of the death certificate is the simple thing.
I thought they were doing that already. I thought that's what they were doing yesterday. But apparently, I assumed even the most simple of tasks can be
complicated. And that's a lot simpler than the Medicare thing. You're waiting 3 years to see if you've been ripped off.
Well, did you notice?
Plus the time to research it.
Did you notice the ironic thing about how this guy was discovered is the project wasn't looking for people who were defrauding Medicare. It definitely wasn't looking for people who were defrauding Social Security. It wasn't even looking for dead people. It was looking for people who qualified for Medicare, but they hadn't, you know, sucked off the taxpayer dole in 3 years, and they were going to check on, hey, excuse me, don't you want to spend more of our government money? Come on now, we're only $20 trillion in debt.
Well, you know what it is? It's not quite that, James. If you're 65 and older and have Medicare, it has to be a small percentage of the population at 65 or older that doesn't access medical benefits. Darn. You get the flu at least once out of every 3 years.
True.
You know, you've got other issues, probably colonoscopy. You know, there's other routine things that are done. It just is. What's the percentage that needs some type of medicine? Diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, or you should be doing a routine checkup. So Yeah, so that's a signal right there. Who isn't accessing? But gosh, it would just be so much easier. You're issuing a death certificate. You have the Social Security number. Shoot us a copy.
All right, you want to hear the
P.O.
rest?
P.O. Box, alert us that they died.
All right, so I'm putting together
Washington, D.C. You don't need a zip code.
This is so fun when I do this because I'm putting together the show hours ago and I'm watching your brain walk down the exact same steps mine did. And so I know what your next step's going to be because I already Googled it and found the answer. And the answer is no. Social Security just can't stop paying dead people. It happened last week. It happened this week. They have no mechanism to check it. And so I looked it up. And this is from the Washington Times. This is from last month, actually, on the Washington Times. Investigators found 768 people for whom there was clear evidence of death, yet they were paid around $20 million in bogus benefits after they died. Even worse, 53 of those people were identified in previous audits in 2009 and 2013, yet Social Security was still paying benefits to them when the Inspector General reviewed their cases last year. Deputy Chief of Staff Social Security says they began their updates to the death alert system in 2014, and they're already seeing progress.
It's hilarious.
So they started a death alert system in 2014 at Social Security, and apparently it's not fail-proof or foolproof because they're saying we're seeing progress. You mean it's not settled? It's not, you're seeing progress?
Yeah, there's still cases being missed.
They can't figure out how to find out if you're dead.
No, they got to wait 3 years and then start doing research. Did you use Access Medicare the past 3 years? And then what if they've just kept cashing the checks, but it's only been a year or two?
Yeah, they're going to get away with it.
You know, my thing to solve it's a lot easier. Maybe we need to, when you send that next donation for Trump's birthday, which is I think is on the 14th of this month.
Oh, happy birthday.
Maybe send him a note about this as well.
Tell you what.
Hey.
Find out whatever these pension benefit companies are doing. I bet you they don't erroneously pay out $20 million in benefits to dead people that didn't deserve it. What's the private sector doing and copy them, right? I would think. All right, so there's your Social Security update.
On the private sector, usually because they're getting money, they notify the life insurance company. Hey, send me my check.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You know, there's an attorney a while back died, and he was in his second marriage. And the first wife was the beneficiary of the IRA, and she wasn't the sharing kind. So the second wife was out of that money. If that's what his intent was, well, it played out that way. But the children were arguing it was supposed to go to them, and it was quite a bit of money. You always need to be reviewing these accounts to make sure your beneficiary designations are up to date. If your advisor is not asking you about this every year and making sure that we've got copies of documents, that you know how this is listed, you might be working with the wrong person.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. 504-260-0995. You know, we had a pretty good conversation with a caller last night about the windfall elimination provision. You know, that has to do with Social Security. In most cases, if not all, this is brought up. Because they're not paying into Social Security because they are working for a system that doesn't. But in some cases, they have somewhere in their past are paid into Social Security. But what they've built up is going to be caught, reduced because of the WEP provision, windfall elimination provision, and it can affect their spousal benefits that's available by law to spouses of workers, even if they didn't work. And then when the worker passes, the spouse receipt can receive the worker's check. And if they're both drawing Social Security, they can receive the larger check, except when you're affected by the windfall elimination provision. So we had a caller about that. We often have quite a few each week. I had a call into the office today, and we're going to talk more about that tomorrow morning's show in the first half hour regarding, we're going to review windfall elimination and the work that's going on to overdo it. You know, there's a website here, petitions.moveon.org. It's move, MOVEON.org. Petitions.moveon.org. And it's just something here on this website. They're saying they've got a goal. They need 5,000 signatures. They plan to deliver this petition, repeal windfall elimination provision, and demand adoption of H.R. 1795 and S. 896 by Congress, and they're going to plan to deliver this petition to President Trump and the House of Representatives. And there's some Congress people to call as well. And I'll look at that. We had a caller into the office, provide some information. And, Catherine told me she had told them that she was going to pass it on to me. So we're going to take a look. And but, you know, if you just kind of go out there and type windfall elimination provision in the Google box, it'll take you there. That's what I just did as well. So I know it's affecting a lot of you listening because we have a lot of people call. So it means a lot of people are affected when it translates that way. So I just wanted to kind of give a shout out about that. And, you know, if you notify your congressman, this is a problem, maybe someday they'll do something about it. To start,
is that a state specific thing, or are they going to the federal level with that?
This is fed okay. level. Yeah, this fed level. Now I know California, but when California's doing legislating or doing something, I'm almost that's a whole nother country.
Right. And
Texas isn't a whole nother country. California is a whole nother country. So, hey, I'm just kidding. Don't be offended, those listening to us on the stream over there. However, they do some different things as far as laws and stuff over in California. If you'd like to talk about the windfall elimination, Social Security, your taxes are, you know, what is it eating up these tax savings? Gasoline and interest rate. Have you felt interest rates move up on your credit cards or your mortgage? Like to hear about that too. How about this market? Up and down, up and down, up and down. We'll talk about that too. 504-260-0995.
And we both got a kick out of Stephanie Pomboy's shirt. Steph, she is the CEO of Macro Mavens, and they're a market research firm, and they go and they dig out little nuggets of information that are useful from spreadsheets and statistics in the far-reaching corners of the financial world. And she's shown up on Fox Business as of late, and it's been a consistently interesting angle on whatever else everyone else at the table is talking about. And even though she has the tendency to deviate from, sometimes there's a consensus between the other two or three people that are talking, you never feel the need to quickly discount what she's saying because it sounds pretty good. She's not always right, obviously, but she's really hard to argue with, and she's real personable and all that stuff. But here she comes with the group this morning was all excited on Maria Bartiromo's morning show on Fox Business. Charles Payne was sitting in with her at the round table. Jobs numbers have come out, and everyone's getting excited. Jobs numbers came in, 3.8%. Well, that's pretty good. I mean, just a 50-year low, that's all. We got wages going up. We've got job growth going up across all these sectors, and in manufacturing, and in retail's rebounding, and you have all this good news. And then you have Stephanie. Not that she's a perma bear, and not that she's not excited or optimistic about the future. She just wanted to tap the brakes on everyone else's unbridled enthusiasm, and she did so with a T-shirt. The T-shirt was pointing out a statistical fact that she wanted to highlight, and the shirt said, "I spent my tax cuts on gas and interest." And I see what she did there. Very smart. There's a big chunk of our monthly budget now in the average American household that can be attributed to the tax cut, and a lot of people are heralding that number. But she goes back and she digs out some other statistics that says, yeah, your disposable income's gone up. Your median household income's gone up $2,000 since the election. But your price of gas and your interest across the board's gone up too. And you really don't have as much extra money as you think. So from there, is that a good setup for the soundbite we're about to hear? Or you want to?
That's pretty darn accurate on that. And I think the soundbite will help a lot more. And we will comment after.
So I guess
we'll say your name again. Stephanie Pomboy, Macro Mavens on Fox Business this morning.
So I guess my question is, if everything's so fabulous, why has the Citigroup Economic Surprise Index, which is basically a composite of every single economic data point that comes out, gone from 84 at the beginning of the year to 11 in a straight line? Why is the yield curve at its flattest since 2007? Why has consumer spending growth been cut in half in the 4 months post-tax cut from the pace it was beforehand? Why have retail sales growth been cut in quarter from the pace prior to the tax cut? I think the tax cut, the reason I did the shirt, is it's great. It's helping to numb the
pain.
But
it's not fair to compare the run-up to Christmas.
Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish minutes, too. you know, gasoline prices, yesterday's consumer spending report that was up 0.6, would have been up 0.3 had it not been for gasoline. That was it. Half of the increase is going to energy. If you strip out what consumers are spending money on, notwithstanding Tiffany, because we have a bifurcated economy, it's not as strong as people infer to
be. And you think it's going to slow down even further?
I do, because we've got now a continued increase in energy prices and the debt service. Debt service alone is going to take $70 billion out of household pocketbooks. Gasoline, which is up 50 cents a gallon, is going to take another $70 billion. There's your tax cut right there.
Well, you want to go first or me?
Well, you know what bifurcate means? because she said bifurcated.
I had to Google it just in case at 7 this morning.
It's split. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's divided.
Yeah. Some stuff's going to be going up. Some stuff's going to be going down. But I like how she was able to make her case by not saying the tax cuts weren't helping, but the tax cuts aren't everything.
Well, the tax cuts are helping because imagine without that extra money to pay for these things going up. We know interest rates are going up. We don't know if it's affected yet, but they're going up. And, oh, gasoline has gone up. So imagine if there wasn't the extra money for that in the system.
Right. We could be facing a turnaround.
You know, and did we play all of her clip?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my take is they're talking about this current quarter should be pretty good as far as the GDP goes. You know, have to wait and see. We don't have much longer to wait. But some of them talking about it could be as much as 4% on an annualized basis. And what she's pointing out is, yeah, that's nice. But it's going to slow. And I can't necessarily disagree with her. We're kind of in a wait and see, and we know there's problems outlying, and we've talked about it on the show for this year. So we have a sense that things may well slow in the next year. And the biggest part of that is interest rates. Go ahead.
All right. I was in agreement with that, but she's had this, pattern where she likes to focus on the debt side of the financial world, and that's something that you bring up and we talk about on the show, but not so much in the TV news about, hey, every percent that the funds rate goes up, every percent more that we have to pay to service the debt, how much does that cost us a year? Wasn't that like $192 billion or some ridiculous number like that?
So yeah, because we owe $21 trillion. Somewhere up there, you know, trillion here, trillion there. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So instead of paying 1.5% on that, we're now going to be paying 2.5% or, you know, 3% when it gets up there. That's going to be money that's redirected to where it otherwise would have gone. And it's basically resolving a debt. So you're paying for something that you spent yesterday.
Well, where we're at on that is a lot of the debt has been changed to longer term debt. So we're not going to see all of that effect on the increase. More about new treasuries issued that are rolling over.
504-260-0995. We'll do the numbers next. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If something you're considering doing is buying annuity, you need to know the pros and cons or what assets should go there. But you need to know where you're going to be at 10, 15 years from now to know, are you making the right decision?
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at nolamotor.com.
Like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. To the beat. Yeah, it's Friday night. What you doing with that paycheck? Adding it to your retirement story?
Trying to pay off credit cards still, Gregory. I'm
trying to pay for that tank of gas this week. Where's my taxes? Where's my tax money? Yeah. Have a little fun here. Give us a call. Let's talk about your money. 504-260-0995. I'm Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker.
Hola.
Let's talk about some money. Want me to go next?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that came up this week, we had a client that came in a few weeks back looking to possibly move some money to buy some real estate. Now, when you're dealing with brokerage accounts, managed money that are invested, say, in mutual funds, stocks, ETFs, et cetera, this isn't like you're dealing with cash where it's instantaneous. And so what we are going to do, and I had a talk with my customer service person that handled this for the client that had talked to them a few weeks ago. And I said, did you make it clear on the timeline that you need to transition money? So first part is, let's say you're holding Exxon stock and you're saying, well, I want to sell, you know, I need $135,000 to buy that house. Okay, so we're going to need a sell order for that. So you're going to have to request it to be sold. And then it takes 3 days for settlement. So we have to put it to sell. So you, and you're thinking, well, you sold it just a few minutes ago. Yeah, we did, but still it takes 3 market days for settlement date. So that means 72 hours it's going to settle up in your account because you've sold it, somebody else bought it. So that stock's got to move over to them and the cash has got to move over to you. It shows in your account that that's money there. It shows that it's there for trading, but not for cashing out. That's why it takes 3 days. And then, depending on your standing instructions, how are we delivering the funds to you? You could do a wire. That's a fee. If you have electronic funds transfer set up, you could have that move to your account typically by next day, sometimes a little bit shorter. I just wouldn't promise it to be there like quickly, just kind of next day, those funds can be there. And when you're requesting that transfer of funds, it needs to be during market hours while the market's open. If the market closes at 3 Central time and you're calling and asking for those funds at 3:30, it's not coming to you tomorrow. possibly. It might on a direct electronics transfer, but let's say you don't have standing instructions, so we're overnighting the check. Well, it's definitely coming to you the day after tomorrow if delivery is available and if it's a market day. So we're on Wednesday and at 3:30 you call, I need $135,000 that's in cash to be shipped. Well, you don't have standing directions, so we're going to make the request, but it's not coming tomorrow on Thursday. You're getting that check on Friday in that case. Here's where the complication comes up. The client made the request on a Thursday after hours. It wasn't going to get shipped till the end of the next day. And then the Monday was a holiday. There's no deliveries on that holiday. So then the funds are going to show up sometime Tuesday. And yes, it was out when we had to check the number. It's out on the truck for delivery. I don't think they give you a precise timeline depending on how that is. You're getting the check. Okay, so you're going to need certified funds to make that property buy. Okay, that money has to season at the bank. You're getting a check, taking it to the bank deposit. They're not going to issue you a cashier's check off of that deposit. Oh, here, make a deposit. And by the way, after you make that deposit, write me a cashier's check. That's like cash in your hand, a certified check to go to closing with. Because when you go to closing and transfer that real estate, that they want it to be like you just handed them the cash. They want a check that can be walked next door or across the hall there and be cash, depending on where the closing is. So you have to understand timeline. So typically what we will tell people when they have this going, what I tell them is we need notification a few weeks in advance. And then I explain the process to them. So you might need to check with your bank how long it takes to season. I would expect a week.
Did it change this guy's mind? Back to the client's?
No, they had the closing set. They had the closing set. And actually, some more funds had to be wired. They had cash, but not enough. So some funds had to be wired that day as well. So it would show up as seasoned money, meaning could be drawn out as cash, create the cashier's check so that could be handed over at the closing. Made complications there. So I'm telling, and most everybody listening has some type of account. So you have to consider the timeline of when you're needing this money. So you've got 3 days for settlement. You need to add another day or two for getting the money to you. So that's 5 days right there. Then depending on, are we weekend at holidays, got to be thrown in there in your timeline. And then you've got to have the money seasoned at the bank. So you're looking at, you need to do this at least 14 business days in advance of when you have the closing. If you're setting a date for the closing, you know when your deadline is. So do the math and request the funds from whoever you're working with, or you're going to have issues at closing.
Was the guy happy with the result? Anything?
Everything was taken care of. And even when you tell this, they might not get it because, you know, they just, I forgot to call you guys. I need the funds next week. Okay. That's a little tight. Good thing we have a good bit of cash on hand at this time for you because market conditions. So in that case, we didn't have to go sell something. We did have the cash in the account for this client, but still the holiday threw a big old wrinkle in there and they didn't allow time for the money to season. So most of the cases, you don't think about the money having to see. You deposit your paycheck and you go about paying your bills and stuff, and all that works out until you get in a situation where you've got to withdraw funds, get a cashier check, because they're pulling that from your account when they issue that check, because your funds are in that check that's traveling with you to that next destination to be handed it off, and that's cash to them. And then they're going to deposit it, but they don't have to have it seasoned, maybe a day, because it's a cashier's check. So you just always have to think about these timelines, whoever you're doing business with.
Gets a little more complicated sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than just taking the money out. All right, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. We have the BLS numbers back. And for the month of May, unemployment went down 3.8%. It's the lowest it's been in 50 years. If you're wondering why I'm not overjoyed and wildly excited, it's because this is still a fudge number. The labor force participation rate actually fell back to 62.7%. And that's very disappointing, because in March of this year, it was 62.9. Then in April, it went to 62.8. Now 62.7. That's not what we need to see. That being said, still almost 300,000 jobs were created. We did have a few people that were thrown off of the labor force, though, at the same time. So this is sort of a split decision in my book. Granted, this guy's fudged numbers are significantly better than the last guy's fudged numbers, because it sure doesn't feel like a 3.8% unemployment economy. But that's where we are, and that's what the numbers are saying. The rest of the numbers are coming up next, but if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995, or you can send us a text message via the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
If I start adding new cards and dropping old cards, then I'm going to mess up my credit. What do you think?
If you cancel any credit cards that you currently have, you will lose. Let's say you had one for 10 years, 15 years. The second you cancel that card, you are going to lose all that history. We'll destroy your credit.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I had this meeting last year, couple sitting in there, and the husband, his pension is $70,000 a year, and I bring up about the loss of income when he dies, that gap, because the check ends when he dies, and you should have seen that. It broke the sound barrier, her head spinning around there, and say, and I agreed to that? And he said, yeah, honey, you signed the papers. You do have to sign the papers. Agreeing to giving that up, you know, and of course we do have couples that are working towards fixing those gaps and making that up. But what you'd rather know, is there a gap early on or when it's too late? So be aware
of what you're signing.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, 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 oh.
Chicken fried. Cold beer. You have a couple pairs of jeans you really like. Or one.
It feels like you know me, Gregory.
Yeah, well, I kind of like the same things, too. This is Winning at Life. Yeah, it's the Daily Wrap and Friday edition. Tomorrow, I'm doing 3 hours of live radio, 10 to 1.
Whether you like it or not.
Please join us. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the windfall elimination provision in the first half hour. If you're not sure what that is, join us. There's a lot of talk about it. People are trying to petition Congress to fix that problem. And yeah, it is a problem. Something's broken there. Time to fix it. Maybe Trump can fix that. He's fixing other things. Here he's giving some pardons. Martha Stewart might get a pardon.
I don't know if I agree with that. She is such a danger to society as a whole that, you know, just the message that would send to the criminals, the criminal element.
Yeah, it would cause chaos, more crime. Somebody might break some dishes, you know. Imagine that. 504-260-0995. We have a few minutes left. We're going to cover the numbers. And tomorrow, yes, 10 to 1, live financial talk radio. A lot of topics. If you kind of like learning about how to handle your managed money and stuff that I did last segment, we've got more of that coming your way tomorrow and some financial tips to help you win.
The Numbers.
Welcome to the Numbers segment on Winning It Live. This is where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today. Follow along on the exact same charts and graphs. I'm looking at them right now. Go to winningitlife.com or the Winning It Life app. And the Dow was loving it. S&P was loving it. NASDAQ loving it. Russell loving it. So it's official straight across the board. We hit per cycle and all of our indices finished in the positive. I know, I'm pretty excited about that. The studio audience loves it. Dow Jones was up 0.9%. S&P was up 1.1%. NASDAQ took off. It was up 1.5%. And even the little Russell, our small caps, continued their winning ways as of late. They were up 0.9%. And this all was, it took off like a rocket after the jobs report came out right before the market opened.
So did Italy get shored up? You know, we've actually had bond yields go up today. They sell the Colosseum, the Roman Empire City.
They've tampered the...
Or the Vatican.
They were running around with their hair on fire. Someone must have dumped some water on them. Okay. They're still in bad shape, but they're not on fire.
Okay. 2.902 on the U.S. 10-year Treasury's crude oil down... $65.71. I like the sound of that.
Feels like where it should be, right?
Yeah. Gold below 1300. Couldn't hold it. It's $1,297.90. Silver still about the same area, $16.42.
Worthless.
Hey, just going back to Italy and what I said, you know, maybe Vatican could help them. Maybe the Vatican City could take over, because, you know, everybody doesn't know this, but they're their own like country there in Rome.
Yes. They're a micronation.
Yeah. Basically separated from everything. They have their own tax system, government per se, you know, the church. So it was just so revealing and mind-boggling when I went there and visited a couple years ago. Truly unbelievable.
So you got to see, did you see who handles security? Who is the military force of the Vatican? Who provides that? Where does that come from?
I don't remember the country, but that was very interesting, and their uniforms are very colorful.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the Swiss.
Yeah.
They just sent them down. It must be the knives, you know, their army knives, that the Pope's like, I want those guys. But no, that kind of makes sense too, because not only are they a neutral country, they've got to be the most neutral country in the history of the world, which kind of makes me want to move there, because I would like to just opt out of the system too.
Well, it's interesting that they don't do their own security. They hire outside of their nation to do so.
So Italy kind of got it together. One of the bigger movers on the stocks today, though, a lot of people are still pointing at this jobs report. You're seeing wage inflation inch higher. It was 0.3%, so that's not too bad. One of the biggest jumps in the numbers, though, is black unemployment. Now, it was at a record low already. It was at 6.6%.
It had a big drop.
It was already a record low. It dropped another 0.7% to set a new rock bottom low. I mean, it was a record last month at 6.6%, the new record low, 5.9% black unemployment. So when you see the spread of where the jobs were created to, it wasn't one sector that was skewing the numbers and giving people false positives. It was a little positive gains across most sectors. Little bit of hiring over here in manufacturing, little bit of hiring over here in construction, little bit of hiring over here in retail, a little bit of hiring over here in the services sector. I believe the federal government actually dropped 24,000 jobs. I forgot what the time frame was, but what recently? It might have even been just last month, but that number's not in front of me, so don't quote me on that one. So, again, you have all this positive numbers, but it's nice to get a Stephanie Pomboy in there to remind you that not everything is going well, and there are some economic indicators that are pointing south.
Heard a comment from Cramer on CNBC. It's the perfect economy now. Perfect.
That's a crazy thing to say. Jim Cramer said that.
And he screamed it, you know.
And then he hit a big red button, and there was...
Let's see. Lululemon caught my attention this morning. Did they? You? And I'm not talking about models wearing the garments. The stock was up 16.3% today.
Didn't we say that yesterday? Didn't they have another big day?
Yes, but they had a bigger day today.
They must have had one impressive earnings report because I think we mentioned, was that yesterday's show where we said they were up double digits? I'm going to have to look up Lulu stock now. Luckily, it's Lulu and easy to find, their stock ticker. There it is. All right, so in the last 5 days, they had a big jump.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in after hours from yesterday.
Yeah, but it
okay.
There wasn't any letting off any steam, was there? Yeah, that was after hours, by the way. Yeah, I had kind of read a list of earnings reports yesterday, and it just caught my attention. There was such a mix, but there was some winners. What was this about Tiffany's today? You know, we had our guy, Charles, what was it?
Charles Payne. Yeah, you got it. Well, when you look at the retail sector, they were talking about that earlier, and they listed a bunch of stocks that are down because Sears had been a story earlier, and he had brought up Tiffany's because he's like, a lot of people are getting cleaned out in retail, or a lot of people are getting out of the market, or they're saying, oh, retail's going down. But I got Tiffany earlier this year, and I'm up 35%.
Well,
they
had a good week this week overall. When the market opened, they opened up somewhere around, let's see, what's that number? I'm trying to find it here. 128 dollars a share, and they closed the week at $132 a share. So nice upward movement for them year to date.
But that's why Stephanie Pomboy had to say, well, yeah, we have a bifurcated economy. Some stocks are going up and some are going down. It's not a monolithic move up or down. Of course, there's going to be winners and losers still popping up. But she still she wants to address the general sentiment and some downward pressure. Because you look up the short sheet. Do you see who our big loser was today? It's Fiat Chrysler, because Fiat's thinking about ending Chrysler. The Chrysler brand may go away pretty soon. And
wow, that's a lot to swallow, because they did spend some money acquiring them.
Hey, think of all the other car companies we've lost. They make Oldsmobiles anymore? They make Pontiacs anymore?
Well, you know, they have more brands than just Chrysler. They own Jeep also. What about Dodge? Is that the Chrysler Dodge thing that's going away? They have another brand that does real well, Jeep. I had saw something about Waymo wanting to buy a whole bunch of vans.
60,000 vans.
Whose vans were they buying?
I think it was Chrysler.
Chrysler. Yeah. Well, before y'all close, send us all your vans.
Waymo is the Google company that's going to have self-driving cars. Tell them about your day job.
Financial advisor, money manager, let us help tell your retirement story. Call us at the office, 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com. Call us. You can call right now. Off Hours team answering the phone. Call tomorrow. Call Sunday. Call Monday as well.
Your home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app, where you can check our podcast and you can hear us tomorrow. So we do our 3-hour show from 10 to 1. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.